Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you'd like to reach out to me, please give me a call. It's 630-338-1160, or check me out on the web, 1160mortgage.com. So today we're going to kind of pick up on where we were yesterday. Yesterday we talked about some of the facets that are required to buy a home, and the things are income, credit, and down payment. Okay, income, like we were stating yesterday, that we have bank statement programs and other ways of possibly getting you to qualify on if your income is how do I want to say? I won't say lacking, but if you're self-employed.
On paper, it can be lacking.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you're salaried, there's really not too much I can do about your income. Okay. If you're self-employed, or it's a cash business, or you're a truck driver, an Uber driver, things like that, where you get a 1099 or you get cash, and there, you know, we can show cash flow. We do have a bank statement program. So that's the income piece, and we discussed that yesterday. Then we went over credit. And some kind of tips and tricks and hacks to maybe get your credit scores up pretty quick. You know, I do have a video out there how to get your credit scores up over 100 points within, I think it's 30 days, but some of these you can get pretty fast. Today we're going to talk about down payment, or in many cases, lack of down payment. Okay, so George, you were just saying, we were kind of talking a little bit off air. George is the producer, and you know how lenders don't like you to finance, or
they don't want you to borrow money to make a down payment.
That's true. Right. And that's it. So, you know, the borrowed money for your down payment is a no-no.
Yeah.
Cash in your mattresses, unfortunately, you know, it used to be cash is king.
Yeah.
Now cash is nothing.
Well, and if you put it in the bank, then it has to almost be grandfathered in. So you need to have it in the bank for, 6 months or something like that in order to not throw a red flag in the process again.
Yeah.
We had a couple of $1,000 that it was a small part of our down payment, but there was a couple of $1,000 that my dad decided to give us.
Yeah.
As a, here, go get a house type of thing. And I had to get a gift letter from him.
Yep.
But then after a while, it just became part of the money that was already in the bank. And it was in the bank so long because the process was so long for us to find a house.
We didn't even need the gift letter.
We didn't need the gift letter anymore.
It's 60 days. 60 days worth of bank statements.
Yeah.
So if if you have cash in a mattress, or somebody's giving you cash.
Yeah.
Now it's cash.
Right.
Get it in the bank now.
Yes.
Before you try to qualify. Now, in his case, here's what. Let's elaborate with that a little bit.
Okay.
You can get gift money.
Sure.
The problem is, and I see it a lot. Mom, dad, aunt, uncle, somebody's giving you gift money, okay? They give it to you. We have to, what's treated, or how, it has to be documented. Here's why. Do you know why everybody's so kind of after the cash piece of the equation in real estate?
I don't know why, but I would take a guess that it has something to do with the IRS being able to garnish your wages if they find that you haven't paid taxes on it.
No. That's a good question. That's a good answer, though. Believe it or not, real estate is the number one way to launder money.
I could see that. Yeah.
Okay. I just learned this a couple years ago. We have to take being
a
broker.
A story in Canada recently with the Chinese technology company. I can't remember the Huawei or whatever the name is, where they were talking about these guys were.
Yeah,
buying massive amounts of real estate, and then
I never realized it was so bad. But I have to. I'm a mortgage broker. I have to go through continued ed every year, all the time. Where if you work at a bank, you're pretty much exempt from everything. But we learned that in there, where it's the number one way to launder money.
Sort of makes sense.
Yep. So that's. And it's part of the Patriot Act, where you have to, you know, validate all this stuff. So let's get back to it. Dad gives you money.
Yep.
here, and that happens a lot. Mom and dad will give you money to help you with the down payment of your first house. Here's where we get into, I won't say trouble. Here's where we get into
stickiness.
A debate. Yeah, a good way to put it. We have to validate that money.
Yeah.
Here's what I mean. They gave you the money.
Where did it come from?
Yep. And we need to, what we call source and season. We need to source where it came from. We need to season to make sure they had the money. They had the money in their account for a duration of time that they were able to give it to you. You didn't give them a lump sum of cash and they just turn around and give you that back.
Put it in the bank, write you a check.
Yeah, exactly. Where this gets sticky is we sourcing and seasoning from your dad. We got to go to him and say, you know, Mr. George, we need your last 2 months' bank statements, all pages.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you my
bank
statements.
Most people wouldn't want to do that.
No. I'm no part of this deal. I don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah.
Well, then we can't use your money of part of your son's transaction.
Right.
So either you give me the statements or your son's not buying a house. I hate to put it that way.
But it's out of your
hands.
It's
not me. It's the government saying you have to validate this stuff. Part of the Patriot Act. And that's an area where people get ticked off at me. I got nothing to do with it. I'm the messenger. I have to abide by the laws. So if you're having money, you know, you have cash or you're getting cash, I would highly suggest putting it into an account now.
Well ahead of starting the process.
Because it has to be there for, it needs to be source and seasoned. And the seasoning needs to be for two cycles of a bank statement, which is normally 30-day statements.
Yep.
So it's 60 days. So let's get on to down payment and lack of in some situations. So if you don't have money for your down payment, which is not hard to not have today because of the cost of living, one.
Yeah.
Student loan debt, two.
Yep.
Student loan debt for the consumer, the consumer's parents, and the consumer's. I've even seen it down to grandparents now, believe it or not.
Man.
I'm working on a file now. Grandparents have about $150,000 of their grandchildren's student loans on their credit.
Ugh, that is brutal.
Don't ask. But so it's not hard to
or people in a situation like me. I'm in a house that I'm currently have a mortgage on. I don't have a ton of equity. We've only had the house for about 4.5 years. But if I wanted to say, if we needed to give a bigger house or we were going to have another kid or something, and I don't have the cash to put, you know, 5 to 10% down on a $250,000 house, you know, what do I do?
Yeah.
Because I would have to sell my house. A lot of people don't want to have a contract on contingency. If you have a contract where somebody's like, we have a down payment, here's your earnest money, here's the contract, and then there's me going, yeah, you know, when I sell my house, then we can close on your house.
That's tough.
That's a rough situation.
It's a big domino effect.
Yeah.
So if you go in there and your contract is up against my contract where I'm renting,
and
I can buy within 30 days.
Yep.
I'm the seller all day long. I'm
There's
taking
no
the
competition.
Guy. No, not
Absolutely.
At all.
Take the easier deal.
Here's an area where let's dwell on the down payment piece, but then I want to address what you would do with your previous house, because what a lot of people are electing to do now is they're saying, well, there's all these programs and there's believe it or not, there are programs out there with VA and USDA with 0% down. We have programs with 1% down payment, 3% down payment, 3.5% down payment, 5% down payments. Okay, and many of these, we can get you grants for your down payment. That wasn't in existence 20 years ago.
Right.
So, you know,
a lot of it wasn't in existence 4.5 years ago, unfortunately.
True. Yeah. So what happened was before, if you didn't have 20% down, you had to sell your home.
Yeah.
And then buy the next house.
Yeah. Which means you're living, you know, in a hotel.
Yeah. You can nowadays, though, rent out your home. Because of the minimum down payment programs that we have, you can rent out your home now and you use the rent payments to basically wash out that mortgage payment, because there's no way you're going to qualify for two mortgages.
No.
Here, let me delve on to the down payment piece.
Yeah.
So if you're in need of help with a down payment and you're not a veteran and you're not buying in a rural area to get a USDA loan, here's some options you have. So we have grant programs that'll help you. It'll give you 5% or 4% or 3% or 2% of the loan amount to help go toward your down payment. Okay. And usually like 5% of the loan amount would be what you would need on the 3% down program. So I know I'm throwing numbers all over the... So now you're going to say, well, I would want the 5%. Well, there's caveats on that 5%. There's income restrictions with a lot of these.
I bet.
So if you're in the low to moderate low income, you can go with the 5%. And yeah, these are criteria I can walk
you through. If you're making $600,000 a year,
you're not going to qualify for any of this stuff. Nothing.
No.
So, but I can walk you through every one of these grant programs. They're not the IDA program that you might know of or every realtor in the state of Illinois knows about. It's a good program, but a lot of these programs far exceed the benefits of the IDA program. So if you're in need or you have the lack of a down payment, please let me know. I would love to help you get out of renting. And if you go back to an episode, you know, 2-3 days ago that we did, even though houses aren't appreciating, is it still a good time to buy? You betcha. So we have programs for 5, 4, 3, 2, giving you grants to help you get into homes. We have a program that is a 1% down program. Believe it or not, you can buy a $200,000 home for $2,000. Dude, that's nuts. That would be your security deposit back from your apartment building. So, you know, in some cases you have that. You might have, believe it or not, you can get a 401k loan from the money you already have in your 401k. You might say, I don't want to deplete my 401k.
Yeah, if you're going to borrow money, borrow it from yourself.
Exactly. So basically, you're taking your money out. There might be a tax consequence of that.
Yeah, you might take a little hit.
But conversely, you're buying this house that we already, you know, stated in previous episodes, really makes sense to still own a home.
Yeah.
So again, my name is Dan Frio. I hope you like the show. If you do, please reach out to us. If you have any comments, you need some help with things, you can reach me personally. The number is 630-338-1160. You can find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Or like I said, email me. It is simple as it can be. Dan.Frio@gmail.com. Please stay tuned for the next half of our show. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio, and I got a news flash. You don't need 20% down to buy a home. Believe it or not, most people still think I need a chunk of change to put down when you're buying a home. You're buying a $100,000 house. I need 20 grand.
Nope.
You need 10 grand.
Why do I need $6,500?
$6,500. $5,000.
I literally just came up with a random number.
$2,000. That's probably a good rule of thumb. $1,000.
Ooh.
You can get, there is a 1% down program, believe it or not. And these are good, good, good programs. You don't need 20% down. No, I won't say nobody. Very few people nowadays are having the 20, a lot of people are struggling with the 5% down or 3% down. I get it. With the cost of living, you know, it's tough. So what we're talking about right now is the down payment piece. George, and George is a producer.
Hello.
Let me ask you, when you first started looking for a house a couple years ago.
Yeah.
What was your assumption or what did you think you needed as a down payment?
I had no idea. I had no idea. I wanted to find a way. We were in a situation where the place that we were living was being sold.
Okay.
So we had to find something and we had a hard date by which we had to find something. We had plenty of notice. We had close to a year. But the process took almost that entire year. So when we started looking, we were literally just going to, different websites and different places to see what was available for what sort of pricing, figure out, you know, I did my own math on, okay, this is about how much I can afford. I'm looking at the cost of taxes and stuff. So I was doing legwork when I should have been calling Dan or, you know, somebody like Dan. to be able to get started on the credit aspect. That set us back a couple of months.
Looking
at certain things. It was really a shot in the dark for us.
So when you do a Google search,
yeah,
you might not, maybe you did, when you're seeing these down payments that are required, did most of them, I'll ask you just bluntly, did you look at the dates on when that article was published?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I am a dummy, but I'm not a complete dummy.
Got it.
So I knew that things were changing, and we were buying, we started looking at the end of 2012. So it was literally, maybe early 2013. So it was literally a matter of, there were constant changes happening, constant guideline changes.
Then, yeah.
And even when we talked to the mortgage guy, he gave me a set of answers, which were correct.
Yeah.
And then by the time we got our credit sorted out 3 months later, those answers had completely changed.
And
and we also didn't qualify for a program that we were looking at getting for down payment assistance by then.
And you don't need to be a dummy not to miss out on the dates. Some of these might not have a date. So if you go back, you look up, you Google search, what the minimum down payment is.
Mm-hmm.
It might be the minimum down payment for the person that wrote that article.
Yeah, for 2015 or 2011.
Or just for that particular company. Some places have. They don't have the 1% down. They might not have the 3% down program. They might do an FHA loan, but the credit scores are, you might go in and say, okay, oh, sweet, I can get away with a 3.5% down.
Yeah.
But, oh boy, they require a 640 credit score.
Or they might have a down payment grant program that's not available somewhere else.
Exactly. So that the Google search is the most common answer that I get from everybody. So that's why I've created 200 YouTube videos and I have the website. Unfortunately, I don't have the $100 million a year to spend on advertising like these other companies. I advertise on AM 1160. I put my money into that because I believe in the 1160 cause. But, that's not here nor there. But I like putting my money here, supporting the pastor appreciation lunches and the pastor golf outings and the, every aspect, every aspect of what the station stands for. So, I'm going to elaborate on a couple of the things that you said. So the Google searches.
Yeah.
Probably a good way to start. Maybe.
Yeah.
But
I realized pretty quickly that it wasn't. We ended up moving on to the real estate websites.
Well, education is valuable, but it's where you get the education from.
Yeah,
I guess
only
is the
as
best
valuable
way to put it,
as the source. Yeah.
So if that source posted, that post is from 8 years ago, it's irrelevant. If that post is specific for that lender and is not specific for the whole program, does you no good. Mortgage calculators, that's another area that can be frustrating. I have clients come to me all the time and they say, I found this house on Zillow, I can afford it. We sit down and I'm crushing their dreams.
Yeah. Well, the house on Zillow, when you look at the mortgage calculator on one of these real estate websites, you're putting in the principal, how much down, what interest rate you think you might get.
Right.
And then it's giving you a number for a mortgage payment. It's not counting your taxes. It's not counting your insurance.
And a lot of times it's the assumption of these is if you do nothing and just scroll down, that's my mortgage payment.
No, God, no.
Sweet.
No.
It's you're putting 20% down on a rate that might not be available to you.
Right.
Well, in most cases, probably 99% of the cases that the mortgages that we do, you're not putting down 20%.
No, not even close.
So did it factor in a PMI factor? I don't mean to go over verbiage that might be a little confusing to you. What I'm trying to say is the whole point of this is education is key.
Yeah.
Get your information from somewhere, somehow, somebody that knows what the heck they're doing.
We didn't know what PMI was. Right. We put less than 20% down, and our PMI when we first signed loans, I think it was $105, $110 a month.
It's 100 plus.
Yep.
So now you're saying
that's a couple tanks of gas.
I could afford that $1,100 payment.
Yeah.
Now it's $1,250.
Yeah, it's a little different.
You know what? That insurance quote they gave me of $30 a month is now $100, not $70 more.
Well,
those taxes are from 2 years ago.
I was just going to say the taxes that they list on those things are old.
So now my payment is $400 more
yep.
than what it stated.
Yep.
I can't afford that.
No.
So those are, I actually just put, I'll plug my website. I just put a new, I just updated it actually just the other day.
Nice.
Go to 1160mortgage.com. Every page has a mortgage calculator to it. Go, it's on to the right side of the page. Make sure you click mortgage because it also do credit cards or loan payments. But make sure you click the mortgage piece. In there, use all the defaults. I have the default. It should be set at 5%. That may, let's say you're saying, Dan, that's too high. Okay, mm-hmm. I'd rather you go in there and you say it all calculates out.
You want it
out.
To be too high.
Something's going to be not right.
Yeah.
Something you're going to put in there is not going to be right. So if you qualify, if it fits with you at 5% and it gives you a $1,500 payment, you're going to be ecstatic if I call you back and say, you know what, your payment's going to be $1,350. You're going to be like, yeah. Oh, man, I love you.
That's right. If you can afford 5, you can definitely afford 4.5.
Right. Yep. And rates are going up. I had a guy freaking out the other day. His rate was 5.3. That's what they're
That's about
in
average
the fives.
Now, isn't it? Yeah.
And he's freaking out. And I'm like, I said, Google your criteria.
Yeah.
And the average out there was like 5.75 to 6.25. I said, so I found a lender and that's what I do. So you spoke about, and I noted here right here, Google searches. They can be good. Mortgage calculators. And you said something about credit. You know, before you dive into buying a house, I would highly suggest you view your credit.
Absolutely.
You can do that at the sponsor of the show is creditscoresandmore.com. It's scores, plural. Just go there. There's step one is what I would suggest everybody doing. Just, it's a free system. It'll give you a credit score. Please just do that. And it'll give you a kind of a snapshot. You might be.
Don't cost you nothing. Take a few minutes.
It literally take you 2 minutes.
Yep.
And you'd be surprised because even you said last show yesterday is, you know, when you pulled your credit, you were kind of dumbfounded. There's stuff on there that just doesn't belong.
No, it wasn't ours.
So, all right. So the down payment piece of things we kind of addressed. Let's see what else we can do. Okay. So you're buying a home. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about, let's say Dan got you, you had no money. Dan got you approved for a grant program, and it is covering your down payment. Is there more to the equation of if you come to the closing with your down payment money, do you need anything else? So you're saying, you know what? This is awesome. I got that 3% down. Dan, you got that 3% program that I'm going to qualify for. I'm buying a $100,000 house. I got $3,100 in the bank. I am golden. You call me. I might say, you know what? You're a couple grand short.
Yeah.
I won't say that. You might get somebody that does say that, though. And what we're going to discuss in the next segment is you're going to have closing costs that are outside of the, I'll just say, let's say it inside the mortgage in a lot of cases and inside the legal piece of this puzzle. That's another bucket. I'll reference these as two different buckets. You're going to have costs involved for the mortgage. You're going to have costs involved for the legal piece of that. What are we going to do to drive down your costs for the mortgage to hopefully zero and your costs for all your legal work to zero? There's a way to do that. And I'm going to go over that in the next segment. So stay tuned. If you're looking for a house, I'm going to help you with getting qualified, plus driving down your closing costs to hopefully all you need is just that percentage of your down payment. And that's what we're looking to do. So I hope you like the show. I try my best to do, you know, put out the information that is educational to you. If you'd like to reach me personally and ask some questions, call me at 630-338-1160. You can find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. And please send me an email if you'd like a conversation there. It's dan.frio@gmail.com. God bless.
You've been listening to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.